Charlotte is here. Hello.
Hello, Eddie.
Did you wake up and read the newspapers and think, good Lord, I'm dead?
It did feel a little bit like reading my own obituary. It's been astonishing and overwhelming and actually rather humbling to read some of the lovely things that have been written about Harriet and me. Quite astonishing.
Is it, though?
I think it is, yes, really. It seems to me to be such an outpouring. And I am humbled by that. It's wonderful to learn that my efforts over the years have been appreciated by people. You can't ask for more than that.
Well, I want to ask you a bit about the job itself and the art, as the Independent rightly put it, because you can hear a lot of people doing an adequate job, and I speak of myself here, and others that you hear on the radio, but to do the job you do as well as you do takes quite something. And I want to ask you about your approach to something which seems as simple as reading the news.
I'm quite methodical and I do quite a lot of preparation, possibly even a little bit of an anorak about getting pronunciations right. I like to read around all the stories because I think the most important thing is to read it intelligently and to get across the gist and the salient points of the story to the listener. So I do a lot of reading around. I read all the papers and as much background and analysis as I can so that I feel I fully understand what I'm reading about. Hmm. And if I fully understand it, then I'm going to be able to convey that to the listener. I think that's the most important point.
And how, when you get a bulletin, you sometimes don't get very much time before the bulletin, but when it's placed in front of you, what's the first thing you do?
I scan it very quickly and then I go back and I read it to myself in my head, looking for the key elements, the salient points in the sentence, the things to stress and the things to emphasise, and also pronunciation is key as well. I like to get that right.
How do you get... I know there's a pronunciation unit,
yes.
But you all seem to nail it.
Possibly because I'm a bit of an anorak, Eddie. That may well be the case. I like to do things well. I'm a perfectionist. Hmm. And if I'm going to do a job, I like to do it as well as I possibly can. So I do take great care with things like that.
Do you have a favourite pronunciation you're particularly proud of?
Let's see. Nagorno-Karabakh. That was actually one of my favourites from a long time ago when I first started.
We've had all sorts of feedback from listeners. And as I say, we'll hear in the programme in more detail. Several people saying, please do a sat-nav.
That's a possibility.
Is it really? Because I've got...
future.
This is Peter Marcus says, please get Charlotte to record basic sat-nav directions. If she told me to take the third exit, I definitely would. Which is nice. A lot of people have talked about the corpsing.
Yes, inevitably. That's obviously going to come up, isn't it?
Is that all right? Do you mind that?
I don't mind it at all. I,